Blog Talk Radio.
He doesn't trust his players enough. He plays too much by the matchups. Why not play Wilmer Flores over James Loney? I don't care if he's facing a righty. I don't care about these lefty-righty matchups. Play who's the best hitter right now. If you have to sit Neil Walker, sit him. He's down to 245 now. He's done wrong with the staff. They're a championship or bust team.
I don't see Theo Epstein pulling the trigger because Kyle Schwarber is such a young guy. The Yankees have such a strong bullpen that they can afford to make a move. Andrew Miller is the best reliever in baseball. But because the Yankees are so strong at that back end in the 7th, 8th, 9th inning, he's exactly the type of bat for the next 15 years that the Yankees could have. And the last division we have to cover is the AFC West.
I think you're going to disagree with me, but
don't say the Oakland Raiders.
I'm going to say the Oakland Raiders. I don't need to talk Giants Dolphins. The Giants mean nothing to my Dolphins at all.
Yeah, I want to beat you. I want you crying on my doorstep next time I see you. And I quote, the NFC East is full of four mediocre teams put together.
Yep.
That's stupid.
They're the worst division in the NFC.
If the Finns made the moves the Giants made, you'd be raving about how much better they got.
They had three guys who have never made a Pro Bowl, have never been in the playoffs.
But you have a defensive coordinator who has won a Super Bowl.
Stop it.
B. Singer and Moreau, Monday afternoon, 4:31, and we are happy to be with you for the next half hour. And we'll pass the mic off alongside Nick Murchie. I'm Brian Singer. Nick, how are we doing today?
Hey, doing good, Brian. I've been on the air a while, and it's good to be back.
It really is good to be back. Like I've said before, usually when we have even just one day off, I find a lot of anger just built up inside of me, and usually it has something to do with you. So really looking forward to today's show. It's been a big day for both of us.
Yeah, definitely. I was looking forward to today, seeing if my team, the New York Mets, would make a move, and they finally did.
They indeed did make a move. They really made two moves. It was the same move, though, the Jay Bruce deal that didn't go through and then did go through. Yankees made a few moves, but we'll start with the New York Mets. You definitely want to hear all your opinions. 323-642-1403 is the number to call. Hop on board, B. Singer and Maru. We'll be happy to hear what you have to say. So, Nick, we'll start with your Mets and what a job they did today, according to some people. Some people didn't exactly like the deal in getting Jay Bruce. What's your take on this deal?
Yeah, I just felt like it was a deal that had to happen for this season. This team, the pitching staff is too talented to let the season go to waste. They're third in the NL East. They're 2.5 games out of the wild card. Last year they made the move for Cespedes, and obviously that turned them into division winner. I don't think that's going to happen with Jay Bruce here, but, you know, he's been at 360 with runners in scoring positions. The Mets, 206. It had to happen. He's going to come in there by middle of the order, hit home runs. It's going to be tough defensively how they figure it out, but hopefully they can. And, you know, I like it. They didn't have to give up Brandon Nimmo. I just found that out. They didn't have to give up the young outfielder, but they did have to part ways with the young second baseman, Dylson Herrera. But I'm happy, definitely happy.
So what's your take on the center field role? How do you think, and I know one thing we have to do, which I'll do sooner rather than later, is really have to update the opening. I know it's only been our opening for a little while now, but I talk about Andrew Miller gone. You talk about Neil Walker getting benched, rightfully so. At one point he was ice cold. Now he's red hot, so definitely going to have to update that opening. But what's your take on the center field position? Because one thing you've been critical on, including in the opening, which you get to hear, in the beginning of our show, is how Terry Collins handles the matchup. Do you platoon Granderson, Conforto? Do you just go with the hot bat? Do you give it to the veteran Granderson? What's your plan?
Yeah, I think you go with Granderson. I mean, in my opinion, there's no really platooning with the two guys. They're both left-handed batters, and they both don't hit lefties that well. And Conforto, in my opinion, is worse. So hitting lefties. So I think you go with Granderson, and Conforto's the fourth outfielder, especially with Legarris. He's out for 6 weeks. You don't have that right-handed bat, but it's tough. That's why some people were against this Jay Bruce trade, because you do bring in another left-handed hitter, and in the outfield are stacked with left-handed hitters. Bruce, Nimmo, Conforto, and Granderson. So they have to figure it out. I think you go with Granderson to start. I am against the matchups and how he plays it like that, but I think you start with Granderson. Hopefully, you know, I thought of something today that maybe they put Cespedes on the DL for 15 days. Hopefully he could come back and play center field. Because that would be their best option, is him in center. But I don't see that happening. He seems very against it.
And then who goes in left?
Conforto or
okay,
Jay Bruce, you make him play left, or Granderson.
Okay.
Like, I mean, Cespedes would be the best center fielder on the team. He is. You know, with the arm, I think he – I mean, of healthy players. Legarris is the best fielding outfielder, but the guy's healthy. He's the best to put there, but he's obviously just set back right now with this quad. So it gives him protection in the lineup, Cespedes. So the lineup just gets a little scarier, but they still have some weak spots.
They definitely have some weak spots, and it's very similar to last year, getting Cespedes at the deadline, and their offense had a little more last year, but now with Bruce, I'd say it's up there. Their pitching's still superb. They're at the top in Team ERA. We'll get to, at the end of our show, our new and final division winner and including World Series predictions. You're going to see a slight alteration from about a week and a half ago before the deadline because some other teams made huge moves, including a team that I didn't pick to make the playoffs, and that'll certainly change. The Texas Rangers getting it done with Jonathan Lucroy taking the leftovers from what the Indians going to get. And Carlos Beltran, a 40-year-old hitter. He's top 15 in the American League in really most offensive categories. The Rangers could be declared the biggest winner at the deadline.
Oh, I think by far. I don't even think it's close to this because they even got Jeremy Jeffries from Milwaukee. Yeah, he's their closer. He's had a great year. He throws hard, and now you add another reliever into your bullpen that you never could go wrong doing that. But, yeah, I mean, this lineup, they projected the lineup today with Beltran and Lucroy in it. You have Lucroy batting seventh. Yeah, that's how many good hitters they have. This team's scary now. I mean, the starting pitching's still weak spot, but they thought, you know, their process was that they couldn't get the right pitchers to help them out, so why not out-hit everybody?
No, and I mean, their lineup is absolutely insane, and they gave Dylan Tate back to my Yankees, and the Yankees were on the opposite side of what the Rangers and what the Mets were trying to do, obviously selling versus buying. I'm a fan of that they did decide to sell. It's, I think, the first time I've been a Yankee fan in the 22 years, but, you know, 15, give or take, of actually remembering baseball, that they were actually sellers at the deadline, and I think Cashman's doing as well of a job as he can. 3-2-3-6-4-2-14-0-3. So what about, Nick, with the Rangers, the Mets? Let's go west for a second because the Giants and Dodgers, two very active teams. We were talking before, the Dodgers might not be the biggest winner. They didn't get the Lucroy Beltran. They didn't get the Jay Bruce. But they got Josh Reddick, who is a very efficient outfielder, batting right below 300.
Yeah, he has great power against righties. I mean, his OPS is – you know, a little under 1,000. He's having a fantastic year. He's also a great defensive outfielder. He has a cannon out in right field. But Rich Hill, I mean, I know he's hurt right now. He has a blister on his middle finger on his left hand. But when he's back, he has a 2.25 ERA. I mean, they made they gave up three. You know, I was listening to Baseball Tonight during the day, the analysis, Buster Olney, Tim Kirkchin. They said these three prospects are nothing special. They're just average, so they barely gave anything up. Right now, they're confident. They're two games out of first place from the Giants. That's why the Giants had to get Nunez, had to get, you know, Matt Moore, had to make moves because they know the Dodgers are coming, and they're playing better. The pitching got better, and now they're hitting them better. So I really like what the Dodgers did. They're definitely a winner of today. They had two very solid baseball players.
Yeah, Dodgers are 59-46, just two games back of the Giants, who have 61 wins. But you mentioned number three, the Yankees, just want to put that out there. I have now three top five picks. Dylan Tate, the latest to come play for Pinstripes. He was, I believe, a fourth overall pick, struggling this year. He came over in that Beltran deal. So let's go to Northern California. The Giants, who are two games ahead of Dodgers, sitting in first place right now. You think they're the best team in the National League, or at least before the deadline you did. Are they still the best team in the National League?
I don't know. It's close. I mean, I think the Cubs – with the Chapman trade, definitely took that spot. But the Dodgers are going to be scary still. I think the Matt Moore addition is very underrated because now he joins the staff with Bumgarner, Cueto, Samard. I mean, he's not going to have to be a top guy. Hopefully, I mean, they probably have the best pitching coach in baseball in Dave Rigetti. So, yeah, I'm not going to doubt him. Matt Moore, hopefully, the change of scenery is what he needed because he's proven in the past, you know, what he could do. So, I think they're up there still to make a big run. I thought Nunez was a steal of a player to get because 28 stolen bases this year. He could play anywhere on the field. He's going to really help out. It reminds me of remember when they got Marco Scudero and everyone's like, oh, that's, you know, who cares about him? And he ended up becoming a fantastic player for them for a World Series team. So I like the moves they made too, but that division, it's close. It's going to be close. Those two teams got a lot better with the deadline. The Giants, probably the second best team right now in the NL.
So we covered the West. We'll move on to the Central. We do have a caller. It's 973-262. Nick, you know whose number this is?
I do.
Who is it? How are we doing, 262?
What's up, boys?
Having a good
day.
Yeah, doing all right.
Wanted to talk about the Yankees, obviously. I think they did a great job today and now arguably have a top five farm system in baseball. And it just had to be done. They had to get rid of these guys.
I think, obviously, we don't know all these guys in the minors. Based on the stats, they now have the most top 100 guys. They now top the Astros. Here's the only thing that, look, I loved the Miller deal, loved the Cubs deal. I'm a little skeptical. I thought they could have gotten more than Dylan Tate. And this is just based off the homework, you know, in the past hour that I've done about Dylan Tate. But I think a guy like Beltran, I think the Yankees could have gotten a bit more.
I think so, too. I was surprised they didn't, but from the people I was following on Twitter, it didn't seem like they were getting very good offers from Beltran for some reason, maybe because he's 39 and can't play the field.
Mm.
But he was the fourth pick in last year's draft, so
no,
I think there's definitely a chance he could reach his potential, hopefully.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I would assume the big reason people kind of held off Beltran, one, he cannot get traded to a National League team. So that takes out all the National League teams that were looking for a hitter, which there's a plethora. I think he could have gone to one of the two teams we just mentioned in the Giants or the Dodgers. I think they could have used hitters. The Mets, obviously, Beltran would be a perfect fit for the Mets if they had a DH role. But the other thing is this is just a rental. I mean, Beltran next year, he's going to get offers from basically every contending team in the American League. So the Rangers might have him for just a couple of months. But Tate, guy, he's battled some injuries. This year, he's having a terrible year in A-ball. That's why I was a little turned off. He's got an above 5 ERA. And the comparison I've heard is Octavio Dotel, who had a career sub 4 ERA right around 3.7, 3.8.
Yeah,
I just think they
could have
maybe gotten a starting pitcher. I mean, our bullpen is good, and I think it'll continue to be good. I think the Yankees have that philosophy that they want to have a good bullpen. But I think we could use some arms in our farm system on the starting pitcher side.
Yeah, I agree.
But isn't it? I was mentioning it before to Nick. And Nick, you know, you've been a Mets fan, and the Mets have sold before at the deadline. Sean, I don't remember the Yankees selling before at the deadline before this year.
No, I don't either. I was, from what it sounds like, the last time they did was in 1989 when they traded Ricky Anderson.
Mm-hmm. And that's when they rebuilt for a while.
Yeah,
they rebuilt in the draft for a while. They brought in a couple free agents. But, yeah, then you saw the guys like Bernie Williams really started, Mariano Rivera. Those guys really started from the draft, started the uprising of the Yankees. But it's going to be a few years, man. It really is.
Yeah.
The Yankees are good again.
But hopefully they get back to the late 90s Yankees.
So what about amazing. What about Nick's Mets? What do you think about the Jay Bruce deal?
They definitely needed a hitter, but I just feel like they're loading up at certain positions and they're going to have to figure out where to play everybody. It's not going to be a great outfield if Cespedes is refusing to play center field.
Yeah, it's not a great defensive outfield. by any means. So, especially with Legarris going down, like I said before.
Yeah.
But it's going to be tough, but it's just a move
they were desperate
to make.
For Hitter, though.
Yeah, this is just a move they have to make because they know they're – you know, the window, you know, you can think is big with the young pitching staff, but it's small. They have to win these next couple years with the staff when they're not, you know, these guys aren't getting paid anything.
And you see with Harvey, they can get hurt at any time.
Yeah, so that's why you had to make it when you're 2.5 games out of the wild card. That's nothing. I mean, you could get back in this easy with a hitter like him.
Yeah.
I'm hoping he can provide the same kind of magic Cespedes did, but that's a big thing to fill.
They had around this record last year when they got Cespedes, and as soon as they got him, they became the best team in the league. Part of the year.
I don't think that's gonna happen with Jay Bruce, but I mean, it's cool now that my Mets got my boy John Neese back.
How's that cool in any way?
They needed another arm. I mean, Pastrana was terrible all year. I wanted him off this team all year. It felt like a guy who's played for you before. I mean,
you're aware what Neese said, right, about the match.
Yeah, I am. I am aware, but I mean, now he's back. Who cares? If he can just go out there and pitch and do his job and help the team win, I don't care what he says.
What did Neese say?
Yeah, he said, quote, "I'm actually kind of relieved. I'm not going to be a part of that." After he was traded, after he went to Pittsburgh from the Mets. So now
he's back. So let's see. I mean, I bet he's happy to be back. I bet he's happy.
Well,
they
see
hated
Terry
Collins, apparently.
Sean, we appreciate the call.
Anytime, bros.
All right, see you later, Sean. Thank you, Sean Sullivan, for the call. We got just under 13 minutes left, and we'll end the show with our new predictions. We'll allot some time for that, division winners and World Series winners. Nick, we talked winners. Let's just get real quick to the Central in both NL and AL, and then I want to do losers, and then we'll get to our predictions. The Indians and Cubs grabbed the entire Central time zone headlines with the deals, and I guess Mark Melancon was a big deal as well, but I think Indians and Cubs absolutely killed the trade deadline.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they both arguably got the two best relievers in baseball, obviously the two best left-handed relievers. It's going to be interesting, man. These two teams, the first place in the division, they're rolling all year. Pitching's been their thing. To add bullpen help, that was huge. So, I mean, these two teams, man, they killed it. They just crushed this whole thing.
Do you... It's kind of ironic to think about the Giants or the Yankees help Terry Francona and Theo Epstein, two guys who a handful of years ago were absolutely arch rivals of the Yankees, and now they're helping both those guys out. But, I mean, those two teams really – I mean, we were talking about it yesterday. Imagine what a World Series would be like between the Cubs, who are the most cursed baseball team, and then the city of Cleveland, who, before the Cavs took down the Warriors, were probably the most cursed sports city.
Yeah, right. It'd be great for baseball. It'd be great for viewers. It'd be great for those cities and those organizations. I think it'd be fantastic. I mean, the teams are talented enough to get there. They shouldn't have any excuse. Both teams should believe they should be there. So I'm hoping it happens because it'd be good for baseball. I mean, obviously, I want my team to get there, but I'm just being realistic here. So I'm hoping it turns out like that.
So we got just over 11 minutes left. How about this? Seemed like a very active deadline. We haven't always seen that in the MLB trade deadline. What about a loser? Someone you thought maybe that would buy that didn't, or someone that sold or didn't sell you thought they should have. Give me a loser from this deadline.
Yeah, the Houston Astros. About a week ago, I had them to come back and win this division. They were hitting the ball like crazy. The pitching was stepping up, but they needed another arm, and they didn't go do that. I didn't understand it. You know, they just got swept. They're now six games behind the Texas Rangers, who all of a sudden have an all-star lineup again. My opinion, they lost out. The Rangers won the division today, in my opinion. And the Houston, they didn't make the move to fire back at them. They needed a pitcher, and they just didn't do it. So Houston's definitely my number one loser.
I'm putting the Tigers up there. This is a team that has not been afraid to spend before. This is a team that got David Price at one time. But they're in a place right now where they've been playing better baseball. As great as the Indians have been, Tigers are just 4.5 games back of the Indians, and they're in a good spot right now. They're tied with the Red Sox in the win column. They've been absolutely unreal at home. I mean, it's tough because they could have used pitching help. Two great pitchers, Quintana and Sale, in their divisions. That doesn't help their cause. But I thought the Tigers would have made a move, and they just flat out didn't.
Yeah, they definitely should have. I mean, maybe they're just believing in what they have, because they're on a 6-game winning streak. They won 8 of 10. Verlander looks like the ace, like looking like an ace again. I mean, he's every star, he's looking better and better. So, I mean, they're starting to hit the ball again. I mean, their lineup is obviously good enough, in my opinion. I mean, with Kinsler, Cabrera, Martinez, it's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
You're right about the pitching. But, you know, they had a good, you know, a week ago. They had a good series in Boston, sweeping in Boston. They're playing well. I think they just believe in what they have. They definitely should have made a move, not a major one, just to get, like, you know, it would have been good for them to get a guy like Matt Moore or something. But they didn't make any offer, I assume. So, no, you're right. They're close in this. They're going to be there. I mean, this team, I had them as a seller. Remember that on a show about a month ago? I had them, they should sell. But this team is starting to hit the ball again. So, like, I don't know, man. Detroit's going to be in this. It's going to be, you know, it's fun. That's why I love the two wild card teams, because, you know, you're going to see, you know, good baseball to the end, important games to the end.
Yeah, it makes teams, more teams buyers or more teams in contention. So let's transition, as we have just over 8 minutes left. B. Singer, I'm Murray with 323-642-1403. We gave our division winner predictions about a week and a half ago. But a lot has changed with this deadline. Like I said, a very active deadline across the board from east to west. So we'll start with the American League, and we'll start out west and then work our way east.
Yeah.
You chose the Astros. I chose the Astros. Does that change?
Yes, 100%. Texas with a 6-game lead now. They made the right moves today. They're probably the team to beat in the AL, obviously, with this. It's an all-star lineup. They're going to get this division now.
I agree. I didn't even have the Rangers in the playoffs, and maybe shame on me for that. And again, these will be our last predictions until the season is over. And the World Series has concluded, so we'll mark it down, and I'll make sure to give Nick some shit when I'm more right than he is. But we're both putting the Rangers in out west. Let's move to the AL Central. It's really a team race, I suppose. I put the Royals in, or I said they'd make the playoffs. I had some hopes for them, and then I took that back. The Indians, Tigers, who are you going with in the Central?
The Indians. I've been on their ship since that big winning streak. The pitching's too good. And to add Andrew Miller in the bullpen, the pitching's too good. They can't blow this.
Yep, Andrew Miller, best reliever in baseball. I really think that. They already had Allen, who had no problem when Miller came to the team. I'm going with the AL Central as well. The Indians have always... Their Achilles heel has always been that bullpen, and then Kevin Cash really got it going, and now he's you know, in the manager position down in Florida. I'm going with the Indians in the Central. AL East, a 3-team race, which is very competitive right now. Orioles, Red Sox, Blue Jays in second, Red Sox in third, all separated by a game and a half. Yankees 7 games back. I get it. They won't make the playoffs. Who are you going with in the AL East?
Yeah, I went with Boston originally, and I'm going to stick with them. I still think, you know, you got to let their moves settle in a little bit. They made another move today, get reliever from Minnesota, the lefty. I just think that the hitting is too good. They have the best run differential in the division. I just think they're better than these two teams. So once they start playing each other more, hopefully Boston can get a lead, and my prediction will be right.
Yeah, I hate how we're agreeing on everything. I put the Red Sox in as well. They're first in the league in batting average, are 15 points again above the second highest team, and that's the Marlins, who are hitting the ball exceptionally. So we go Red Sox, Indians, and the Texas Rangers from east to west. How about the two wild card teams?
I think Toronto definitely gets in. I think their lineup is so good too. Batista coming back, and then the pitching isn't bad. They actually have, you know, two of the top five ERA guys, so they're getting in. And I you know, I'm taking Houston completely out of the playoffs now. They didn't make this move. I'm going with Baltimore. I still, you know, I don't like what they did at the deadline. They only got a hitter. I think they need a starter as well. But I think they have the same mentality as these other teams. Just let's out hit everybody. So I'm thinking AL East definitely gets three teams now.
Yeah. Again, I hate that we're agreeing. I'd rather agree with a lot of other people than you. But I put the two AL East teams in a week and a half ago when we did our initial predictions. I'm sticking with it again. I am perplexed on what the Orioles were doing, and they always are kind of weird at the deadline, not always getting the guys that really a lot of people thought they should go for, the position that they should go for, but their hitting is great. The Blue Jays literally, from 1 through 9, just smack the ball around. They got Melvin Upton, who had a great first half of the season, a 30-30 candidate. He's struggling now, but he still offers a lot of versatility. He could bat anywhere from leadoff to 7th, which is where they've been putting him recently. So our AL is same across the board. We got just over 4 minutes left. Let's transfer to the NL. We'll go out west. Dodgers, Giants. Who are you taking?
It'd be close. I'm going to stick with the Giants. I'm thinking the Matt Moore trade and the Nunez trade really helps them out, and they get back to their style of baseball, you know, stealing bases, getting, you know, good pitching, and hopefully they can, you know, expand this lead more because they had a big one and they kind of blew it, but they still got this, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, that Matt Moore deal is huge. They did trade our boy Matt Duffy, but their back end of the rotation hasn't been great. So Marge's ERA above 4. Jake Peavy's been a joke. So Matt Moore is huge, and hopefully he can just give them consistent numbers in that back end of the rotation role that he'll have. So NL Central, is there any threat to the Cubs?
No. I mean, no way. With the moves they made, this team is too talented. I mean, they win games just any way possible. You saw last night, down 6-0, and then come back and on a squeeze play to win it. They just win games. That's what they do. So, no way. I think they win this division by at least 10 games.
Yeah, we both talked about how we're not impressed with the Cardinals. We don't think that offense is scary at all. Some of their pitchers have struggled this year. Mike Waka has been miserable. The Pirates selling their best player in Mark Melanson. Andrew McCutchen has been irrelevant for most of the season. Their outfield is good. Their outfield will be the best if McCutchen could just put up the numbers that he's done in the past. But they're 7.5 games above the Cardinals, who are in second place, 63-41. They're 34-17 at home. That's unreal. And I think the Cubs are the best team in baseball. I thought that from day one. I still think that today. They'll take the NL Central. 2.5 minutes left. Let's go to the NL East. Your Mets were really active at the deadline. Nationals, active at the deadline. Marlins, not so much. They're in second right now. Who are you taking?
The Nationals, they need the right move in getting another reliever to probably replace Papelbon. He'll be the closer, Melanson. Murphy has a hamstring problem. As long as they all stay healthy, that lineup, they're going to win this division. The Mets, as much as I hate to say it, they don't have a chance to get back in this. I know 6.5 isn't terrible, but they don't have a chance. Miami, you know, they did add Andrew Cashier, a former boy. He pitched well for them the other day, but I don't see them coming back in that division either.
Yeah, the Nationals at the top in nearly every pitching stat. They're second in ERA. They are third in strikeouts, third in whip. Absolutely insane. I'm taking them in the NL East. Real quick, your two wild card teams in the National League, 90 seconds left.
The two wild card teams are the Los Angeles Dodgers. They made a fantastic move today. And my New York Mets, Jay Bruce, he's going to provide that spark they need. I think the Mets get back into this.
I'm going with my same wild card predictions. I like the Marlins. They're second in the league in batting average. They're consistently above 500 at home and on the road. Barry Bonds has been exceptional. They're struggling in the last 10, but they'll turn it around. Andrew Cashner, if he can be what people predicted him he could be before the season, that's a big addition to that rotation. And then the New York Mets. So I'm taking three teams in the NL East, three teams in the AL East. So let's get to the World Series predictions, just under a minute.
Oh, man, this is tough, but I'm going to go with Rangers-Giants, a rematch of a couple years ago. I think those teams get to the World Series and face off, and I'm going with the Giants to win it all.
I like the Cubs and the Red Sox, I think the Cubs are going to win. I think they're the best team in baseball. But the Red Sox, they're hitting. Their outfield is the best in baseball. They got Big Poppy, who's unreal. Xander Bogaerts, best shortstop in baseball. Sandy Leone is learning to hit behind the plate. Cubs are complete from 1-9 and the rotation from 1-5 and the back end of their bullpen. So that just about does it for a very active MLB deadline special. No dumb things today, Nick. You were good.
Who you got tonight, Mr. Yankees?
Oh, Yankees.